Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life. Hello everyone, buenos dias, good morning, and welcome back to Life in Progress. So it's currently 4 a.m. Manila time in the Philippines. I just got home from an event and I completely forgot to record this episode yesterday because I got so busy with everything. So it's a Thursday morning and I'm about to record a very beautiful episode that I've been actually looking forward to recording and sharing, and I'm just so happy, you know, that it is already season 5, and I've been here for a very long time already, more than three years, and I'm just so blessed, I'm just so grateful. I'm given this opportunity to share my life outside my business world. I know I've said that a lot of times, but I just want to emphasize it again and again, how grateful I am for this wonderful community. You guys, you know, inspire me and help me to be a better version of myself, because this gives me a responsibility that is way more than just making money for myself or for my employees or, you know, just the common stuff that we all do to survive life. And this podcast has given me a different purpose, that it is okay to put my energy somewhere where I don't really make money. And this is like my deposit to my good deeds that I do in my life. So because I believe in that concept, I have like a bank of good deeds, and it's not win-win all the time, but I have to make the deposit, right? So that's why for today's episode, this is something that I've been looking forward to, living a different life than others. So I've been making posts about this topic that I've come to like this agreement with myself, or I'm at peace knowing that I am okay living a different life compared to others. Like at 33, I'm turning 33 in a month, and I have nothing to ask for. Like, this is the life that I've always wanted. This is the life that I've always, you know, looked forward to. This is the life that I've always imagined myself living. And this is the kind of life that I want to continue living. Of course, there are a lot of flaws. There are a lot of things that I don't like about myself that I keep working on, because nobody's perfect. And I'm not here trying to be perfect. I'm here, you know, trying to be a resilient person who is capable of handling all the storms, you know, that life will give to me. And that's the kind of person I want to become. Living a different life than others can be both a blessing and a curse. You know, I think it allows like people to just discover and learn a lot of, you know, self-growth techniques. And this episode is like very special to me. So that's why I'm losing some of the words, because I want to deliver it like as powerful as possible, because this is me. This is my life, living a very different life. So I think breaking yourself free from the societal norms and expectations, it will help you grow and you will do a lot of self-discovery. However, it also brings a lot of, you know, feelings of isolation, sadness, because as you navigate these territories, it gets crazy, like intense emotions. Sometimes you will feel insanely excited. There will be days when you will be feeling extremely down, like you don't want to get out of your bed. I am a risk taker. Like today, I like this guy. And we are supposed to meet tomorrow. So he texted me today, like, oh, I thought we were going to meet also tonight. I was like, were we supposed to meet? I was like, okay, no problem. After my event, I'll drive to you. So I did not get his confirmation, like if we were going to meet or not. But I was still waiting for him outside his house. So I was there for 3 hours because I took the risk, you know. Love is a risk. I'm just giving this as an example because this just happened before I started recording my episode. This is just an example of why I love living a different life, because you go through risks every single day and without knowing like the outcome or the results. And I love living that kind of life where I take risks and I just don't have any idea like what's going to happen. And it gives me a lot of joy. And I think the beauty lies in embracing the uniqueness and the uncertainty that comes with it, you know, and using every opportunity to create a life that aligns with your desires and passions. I think by living differently, we challenge the status quo and inspire others to think outside the box and pave the way, you know, for progress in the society. I think ultimately living a different life than others is not about fitting in, but about standing out and making a meaningful impact on the world around us. So I think my story has been different. I am different, you know, as a foreigner growing up in the Philippines, my journey started there. And I just love embracing the uncertain and the unknown. And I think living this kind of life has given me a lot of opportunities, not just, you know, to stay inspired, but also inspire a lot of people. Because imagine we live in a world where everything is just supposed to be the same, you know, getting married, finishing school at this age, blah, blah, blah. The list just goes on. And I think if we just get the courage to do things differently, I think that's just beautiful. And for me, courage is not about not being scared. It's about doing things even when you're scared, finding that strength even when you're scared. I think that's courage for me. And that starts when you tell yourself that you don't want to live a life like everyone else. And I think that's a very, very beautiful courage. So that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at LifeInProgressPH and my TikTok at Angelita. Ciao, adios! This was Life in Progress with Angelita. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Angelita. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.